This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior U.S. diplomat says coup leaders in Niger refused to allow her to meet with the country's democratically elected president, whom she described as under virtual house arrest. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland also described the mutinous officers as unreceptive to U.S. pressure to return the country to civilian rule. She spoke to reporters after a two-hour meeting in Niger's capital with some leaders of the military takeover, a country that has been a vital counterterrorism partner of the United States. West African defense chiefs have made plans for potential military intervention. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
A ground invasion. ECOWAS has sent troops into trouble spots before, but never in Niger, and rarely with the region so divided. Security analysts say the details of a big operation could take weeks to pull together, and that an invasion carries huge risk, including getting caught up in a drawn-out conflict and destabilizing both Niger and the wider region further. Another option could be a special forces operation. This option would involve a smaller ground force that would be quicker to assemble. It would likely focus on seizing key security and administrative sites, rescuing ousted President Mohamed Bazoum from house arrest, and restoring his government.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Two Russian missile strikes killed 5 people and injured 31 when they hit residential buildings in eastern Ukraine in the Donetsk region, Ukraine's interior ministry said on Monday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there were 2 missile strikes and the rescue of people was ongoing. Videos and pictures released by Ukrainian officials showed people sorting through the rubble, including a badly damaged 5-story apartment building. This is VOA News. Some 300 women and minors were kidnapped in Haiti by criminal gangs in the first half of this year, UNICEF said Monday, warning of a disturbing rise in abductions that leave, quote, deep physical and psychological scars. That 6-month number is close to the total registered for the entirety of last year and is triple the 2021 tally, an alarming spike in kidnappings, the United Nations Children's Agency said, adding that many women and children face unthinkable terror at the hands of pervasive gangs. The agency's regional director for Latin America and the Caribbean said in a statement, quote, women and children are not commodities, they are not bargaining chips, and they must never be exposed to such unimaginable violence. The surge in abductions, he added, threatens both the people of Haiti and those who have come to help. The British government has moved asylum seekers to a barge moored off southern England in a bid to cut costs. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seekers have been transferred to the Bibby Stockholm, a floating accommodation block that will ultimately house hundreds of men moved from hotels or elsewhere in the country. More are expected to arrive this week. The barge, owned by a Swedish company, was previously used to house oil field workers and migrants. Some lawmakers and campaigners are opposing the move, saying the asylum system's backlog is at the core of the issue. A plan to send some detainees to Rwanda was rejected in court, but expected to be appealed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Healthcare is becoming one of the nation's most violent fields, with shootings and other attacks increasing in hospitals across the U.S. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show American healthcare workers are now far more likely to suffer non-fatal injuries by violence than workers in any other profession, including law enforcement. Healthcare workers racked up 73% of all such injuries in 2018, the most recent year for which figures are available. Hospitals have armed security officers with handguns, stun guns, or batons. Some states allow hospitals to create their own police forces, including Indiana, Ohio, and Georgia. I'm Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization on Monday flagged a batch of contaminated common cold syrup manufactured by an Indian company, the latest in a series of warnings by the agency about substandard medicines from the country. The United Nations agency said the batch of syrup branded Cold Out, found in Iraq, had higher than acceptable limit of contaminants. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.